Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast. Raised with Jesus is a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your daily 10 minutes with Jesus. Today, continuing in the book of Colossians, beginning in chapter 3. I know it's been a couple of days. We had a brief vacation up to Canada for my mother-in-law's birthday, and we're back. So beginning in Colossians chapter 3, we'll begin in verse 5, if you're following along. Paul writes, "So put to death whatever is worldly in you, sexual immorality, uncleanness, lust, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. It is because of these things that the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. You too once walked in these things when you were living in them. But now, you too are to rid yourselves of all these things, wrath, anger, malice, slander, and filthy language from your mouth. Do not lie to each other, since you have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is continually being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but rather Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's elect, holy and loved, clothe yourselves with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive each other if anyone has a complaint against anyone else. Forgive, just as Christ forgave you. And in addition to all these things, put on love, which ties things together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, to which you are also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And everything you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This is the word of our God. So Paul, after he's kind of reiterated and reinforced that Jesus Christ in the flesh and risen from the dead is the reason why you have this freedom. Therefore, you are a new person in him. You've been raised with Christ, back in verse 1. You've been raised with Christ for that reason. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You gotta have that in mind as he goes on to the rest of this chapter, because it's not just the fact that Jesus has been raised from the dead or that Jesus is reigning and ruling, having ascended into heaven. Jesus still has his body there. You have been raised with Christ, and Christ is now ruling in heaven. And since you have been raised with him, live as though you follow this king who now rules over you from heaven, and set your minds on the heavenly things and keep your minds focused on the things of heaven rather than on earthly things. And he sets up this contrast. Verse 5, the worldly things, sexual immorality, uncleanness, lust, evil desire, greed, which is idolatry. You used to walk in these things when you were living in them. It's not just that these are sinful things to do, but that these sinful things characterize the life, that the actions that we take and the actions that we maybe refrain from characterize who we are. They tell us who we are. They tell us about who we are, right? And so he says, put to death, stop doing those things. Because just as Jesus was crucified for sin, we who have been raised with him have died to sin. It need not control us any longer. Romans chapter 6, right? And just as Jesus was crucified for sin, so also as followers of Jesus, he calls us to crucify these things in our own lives, not to, you know, make excuses for it. Not to say, well, you know, it's just this once and it's not that big a deal and, get off my case, Pastor Hagin. No, not at all. He says, you've been given this new life. You've been raised with Christ. Set your mind on things above. Look above the temporary and the fleeting world that is here. The world where we have to work so hard and strive so hard just to scrabble and try to get some of the earthly pleasure that the world offers. Paul says, that's not who you are anymore. He says, he goes on, verse 8, rid yourselves of all these things, wrath, anger, malice, slander, filthy language. Don't lie to each other. Why? He keeps coming back to the why. Why? Because you have put off the old self with his practices. And not only that, we have put off, we've been raised with Christ, crucify the sinful flesh. We have put off the old self, but also you put on the new self. This new self, which is continually being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. And so Paul says, you know what, you've got this new life of faith. And this new life of faith that he talks about, the new man is sometimes what it's called, where the image of God receives its, you know, partial restoration among Christians. This is an important point, because back at the fall into sin, we recognize that Adam and Eve lost most of the image of God. You know, all we have as a reflection of the image of God before we come to faith. You know, there is obviously some distinction between people and animals, but everything that God is isn't seen in somebody who isn't a believer. Somebody who is still trapped in sin, somebody who is doesn't know God, they can't reflect who God is. But Paul says that you, as somebody who has been raised with Christ, you reflect the image of God. That this image of God, which we lost in the fall into sin, is restored in part, even though in the sight of heaven it is still hampered by sin. And so we put off the old self with all the things that characterizes the old self, and we put on the new self with its proper practices. The new self, and what does that look like? It is continually being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. That day by day, you know, Luther made this comment when he talked about the fourth part of baptism and the use of baptism for our daily lives. That baptism means that the sinful nature in us should be drowned by daily sorrow and repentance, and that all its evil deeds and desires be put to death. That every morning you can wake up and you know, he suggests using that sign of the cross on the head and on the heart that was placed over you at baptism. And as a reminder of your new status, that you've been raised with Christ in baptism. And as a Christian then, as somebody who has been baptized into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you now have been set free. And that's the continually being renewed in knowledge. That's an ongoing daily thing where each day we recognize that by my own merit, I cannot stand before God. Thanks be to God that he drowned my sins in the water of baptism, and he raised me with the resurrection of his son, so that even today I know that I can beat sin, and I know that God has declared me to be his own beloved child who is holy and free. And that's really what Paul is driving at. Here, you know, there's no distinction, Greek or Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, for rather Christ is all and Christ is in all. That the life we share together doesn't matter on who your family is. The life we share together doesn't matter on what has happened, what you have done or left undone. The life that we share together in Christ is the fact that Jesus Christ himself has redeemed us from sin, death, and the devil. That he has made us new, and that he wants to reflect his image in us individually, each of us individually, and among us corporately, you know, as a group, as a church, that we reflect the love that he has demonstrated for us. You know, that's the essence of God's law. It's also kind of part of the purpose of God's church, that we reflect who he is to the world. That we Christians who have been raised with Christ, who have been given this new image of God, who now reflect the image of God, at least partially, we Christians now fulfill God's law, where God's law doesn't condemn you and me anymore. Since you've been raised with Christ, you have a new life. And that's really what Paul is kind of driving at today. We'll pick it up in verse 12 with our Bible reading tomorrow. Make sure to tune in tomorrow to the Raised with Jesus podcast. And if I haven't said it recently, thank you. Thank you for listening. And feel free to contact me. All my contact information is in the show notes. And especially if you have any questions or other comments, I'd love to hear from you. We've got Wednesday evening worship, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. This coming Friday, we have a 7 p.m. concert with Chris Dreisbach. He's a Wells member from New Orleans. He was actually down there, you know, probably 10, 12 years ago, about the time that 13 years ago, I guess, that Hurricane Katrina hit, and he's just got a fantastic story. So if you can make it, bring a friend, 7 p.m. to 2250 South Holland Senior Road, Maumee Resurrection Lutheran Church, and God bless your day.